Simon & Schuster Audio presents Life with My Sister Madonna by Christopher Ciccone. Read by the author.
For anyone who came into contact with Madonna, to know her at all, you had to know Christopher. The one was incomprehensible without the other. He was her dark side, and she was his. That's from Rupert Everett's autobiography, Red Carpets and Other Banana Skins. Some say that my dark side caused me to write this book, others that my sisters did. Some may say that seeing Madonna through my eyes is a way of fully comprehending her. Others who believe she walks on water won't. There are many ways of looking at this story, as a memoir of a shared childhood, as a celebration of an icon who turns 50 this year, as my autobiography, and my answer to the eternal question, what is it really like being Madonna's brother? I had originally hoped that this book would also be a way for me to define myself and separate myself from my sister at last. Instead, it has been a catharsis. After getting some perspective on our story, I finally understand and accept that one aspect of my life will never change. I was born my mother's son, but I will die my sister's brother. I no longer balk at the truth, because when all is said and done and written, I am truly proud that Madonna is my sister, and always will be. The Lanesborough Hotel, London, England, 8:30 a.m., September 25th, 1993. The alarm clock rings in a low-key British way. I get up, peer through the gap in the thick silk drapes, and the sun glimmers back.